Hi there, guys. So today I'm going to talk about friendships. And I use this term, I try not to use it loosely because it means a lot to some people. But for those of you who have experienced true friendship, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of people say, that's my friend, you're my friend, you're not my friend, whatever the case may be. But true friendship is not easy. True friendship is sacrifice, and true friendship is fulfilling. So I connect friendships to energy, and based on someone's energy, I'm able to know if we can have a friendship. Even people that are married, they have a friendship with their partner. That's why sometimes even when you have a fight, that friendship is going to bring you together. So my opinion, with experience, when I was in high school or college, you know, younger days, and I thought friendship was, you know, people you hang out with and all of that, which those are acquaintances. Those are people that you hang out with. True friendship is when you can call someone and tell them how you feel without judgment. True friendship is someone that doesn't find an excuse to poke at you or take a mistake that you've made to make you feel worse than you already did. True friendship is someone, when you sit with them, you're exchanging information, you're exchanging love, you're exchanging laughter. True friendship shouldn't be draining, where after a conversation with your friend, you need a therapist, you know. So there's nothing wrong with finding true friendship, but whenever you meet someone, you should be able to tell within the first few minutes of the conversation if that person is worth a friendship. Because you have to understand, in this life, I don't know about you guys, I am so busy. I don't have to, listen, I can be on my phone and do some work and check emails and be fine. But if I'm going to invest time into a situation with someone, I want it to be fulfilling. I'm not looking for empty relationships. I need it to be fulfilling. Even when I'm going out, hanging out, and just hanging out, I want to vibe with you. So it's important to weed those people out in the very beginning so you know who you're dealing with. And the best way for me to check is, first of all, if I'm going to meet with a friend, are they going to be on time? I know that's for some people that's petty, but for me that's important, because already that's somebody showing value for your time. And a friend that doesn't value your time eventually will not value you, because time is one of the most precious gifts and is one of the most expensive resources that we have no control of. So if I'm meeting with a friend at 9 p.m., even if it's like, well, meeting for drinks at 9 p.m., it's 9:15, you haven't texted me or called me to say, hey, I'm sorry, I'm running late. That's an indication that our friendship is not going to continue for much longer. Because what happens is, in the future, if you disrespect me in any other way, it's my fault. Because you already disrespected my time. And they say anyone that disrespects your time is the biggest disrespect for you. So my number one sign is what time they meet or how they handle the meeting. If they call me prior, if they're aware of time, if they're running, hey, things happen, you're going to be running late. But do they, you know, communicate that with me? And then when we do meet, what are they talking about? I am not positive 100% of the time. Sometimes I'm, you know, because I'm human, I'm gonna have moments where I'm weak, you know, I'll say things that are not so, but I don't need to be around someone who's always negative, who doesn't see the better things in life, who doesn't want to see the cup half full. So I try to surround myself with people who are optimists, who are self-motivators, because I need that around me. Everyone has a different criteria. You may want to have people that are negative around you. That's your choice, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's your choice. I don't succeed around that. I need to be around people that uplift me, because I uplift other people. So that's another indication. I pay attention to the content of the conversation, what they're talking about, what interests them. Another thing is, are they kind to other people? You don't have to be mean to me for me to know that we're not going to be friends. Like, I don't wait for people to be mean to me, because what happened to me in the past was I saw friends that were not so nice to other people, and guess what happened? Eventually, they did me the same. They did the same thing. So people are who they are. So if they're treating other people not so nice, guess what? It's in their character. They're going to eventually treat you the same. So just be aware of that. So those are the few tips that I have so far, how you can kind of select your group. And it's important to know the people you're around, because that's going to make or break you in the future. Guys, I love you so much. I really appreciate you listening to this. And if you have any insights, or if you have any other suggestions in regards to this topic, friendships, please send me a message. I am at Jane at the Virgin Hair Fantasy. Again, I am the wig maker. I look forward to chatting with you very soon. Stay blessed and have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.